This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. He hates it when I start out really loud. He has my volume set just right. The producer does, and then I come in, bam!
No, I'm scrambling for the knob.
For the knob, turn the dang thing down. I'm Fred Penny, your host, with my co-host Denise Dirks and my co-host Todd Kunin, and then we are with our three-time Emmy Award nominee, but never a winner, Cal Hunter, our producer.
And I'm still just sick of it.
And he is just sick about it. Hey, and Radio Law Talk, this is the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative radio show on Earth. The only show that is better than ours is what?
The alien shows.
The alien shows.
Yes.
You can't beat our show if you're watching or listening to an alien show while you're traveling, like across Nevada desert late at night, going to maybe to Burning Man, and some aliens start flying around in the saucers. Isn't that correct?
Absolutely.
That's exactly what
happens
it is.
All the time.
Yeah. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Again, 855-LAW-RADIO. Our phone number is 855-529-7234. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Do not use anything we say here in a court of law. Seek legal counsel. The only time you want to use what we say here is what, Todd?
Yeah, when you're sitting around the dinner table with a bunch of family members or at the water cooler, and somebody says, you know, they say, and then you can say, well, I don't know who they are, but I know who Radio Law Talk is, and so I'll quote what Radio Law Talk says. That's when you can use us.
That's true. That's true. We're going to have a lot of fun things we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about Burning Man. Now, why do we talk about Burning Man? Does anybody know why we talk about Burning Man? Because we like to discuss statistics. And what are the statistics? About what happens at Burning Man and whether or not people are arrested. And there's a lot of people arrested at Burning Man. But this year is going to be a little bit different.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about Burning Man. And that's the big place in Nevada that Cal Hunter goes, our producer.
For the whole week, running around with nothing on but body paint.
Yeah, he puts body paint on. Let me tell you a quick story.
Just gross Denise out.
Ready for the anecdotal thing? Cal, this is almost embarrassing. So we're talking about it today, so I looked up the event, which is every end of August.
That is anecdotal.
Yes, anecdotal. But I looked it up, and the body paint, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I had to turn the thing off just in time for one of the staff members to walk in and say, what are you doing looking at that Burning Man body paint? I said, hey, look, I'm talking about it on the radio.
I'm doing research. I'm researching. That's what I'm doing.
There's many a guy in jail saying he was doing research.
I was just doing research.
Oh my gosh, so I had to turn that off. We're going to talk about why Johnny Depp wants to continue his trial in England.
I think the one he wants to continue is his United States trial.
Yes.
That hasn't started yet.
Oh, I thought he wanted it. What about the one going on in England?
There's no verdict yet.
Yes.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah. Okay, so he wants to continue the one.
He's got one coming up that hasn't started yet, but now he's got a conflict. We'll talk about that. Why he's asked for a continuance.
And Virginia voters are trying to remove Kanye West.
Say it isn't so.
From the ballot. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about a hairy chair divorce. Yes, hairy chair divorce. Let me repeat myself. Hairy chair divorce. And Denise, our divorce lawyer, is going to love to talk about the hairy chair.
Yes, and after that, are we going to talk about rectal exams?
what kind of exams?
Hey.
Are we talking about rectal or colorectal. Those are two different things.
Oh, I... Well...
No, wait.
Wait, was that legal on the radio?
You guys are going to have to stay listening.
Okay. Does the hairy chair and the rectal two-finger salute, do they tie together in any way here? I'm just wondering.
Yeah. Ready for this? We are talking about rectal exam lawsuits. Ready? I am serious. I am serious as a heart attack.
Oh, man.
Rectal exam lawsuits.
You're going to give a thumbs up to this one.
Or a thumbs down. Cal, can we just let that one sit and you do something for that?
Like, I think the theme of this show should be breathe easy.
Yeah, what, just play something for that, Cal. That,
is this real life?
No, that's not a good one. That's
okay.
Not a good one. That's
let's
for the
see.
Rectal exam one. Which one should we do?
You are a loser.
We're losers. That's true. That's a good one.
You're a whiner. Boys are real.
I mean, the best part about this particular story is that it involved a female.
Well, the rectal exam one?
Yes.
No, it's both.
Both
male and female.
But the weird part is the female.
Yeah, and so we're going to talk about the lawsuits,
that, right.
Rectal exam lawsuits. We're going to talk about Naomi Campbell being sued by a billionaire. Not a millionaire, a billionaire. And then we have, with the B.
I don't have enough money. I need to sue somebody.
Yeah, I know, that's exactly right. And then we're going to talk about a judge talking about open and carry in California. We have NFL concussion news. And then better than that, we have a thing called Case or No Case. There's a lot of new stations that are joining us this week, and I can't remember. Let me just say welcome to, I know one of the newer ones is WRWH, 1350 AM and 93.9 FM in Cleveland, Georgia. Believe it or not, there's a place called Cleveland, Georgia. I didn't know
I like that.
I thought it was Cleveland, Ohio, and our affiliates relation guy said, no, you're in the Cleveland area. You already covered there, but this is in Georgia, which, by the way, we're all over Georgia, West Coast, all over Georgia. We love the people of Georgia. So welcome again, WRWH. We're going to do a thing called Case or No Case, and we don't have time yet to get into it. And what happens? Oh, maybe. Do you have time, Cal? Cal's going to start.
Radio Lotta.
Yeah.
I like that show.
Roll Case or No Case.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
All right, here we go. This time I decided for the sound effect value, if nothing else, I would print out my case or no case. Her name was Cyril, a woman child of almost 16. And a magical time had just arrived in her life. Cyril was finally old enough to get a driver's license. Yes, her life odometer had flipped over to 16. Her proud papa, Red Barnett, drove Cyril to the motor vehicle department in Rochester, Minnesota, and this was in their Chevy, and Cyril flew through the written test as if it were first grade reading. Then it was time for the driving test. Despite her youthful ignorance, Cyril was a little nervous about driving, so she climbed into Daddy's 1997 Chevy Equinox. He insisted they use the good car for the test. She was to pull the vehicle around to a Sallyport, and an examiner would come out, and Cyril would show her stuff. In went the ignition key, the engine fired to life, and Cyril panicked. Her foot slammed down on the accelerator, and boom, the Equinox went through the DMV front door and collapsed a portion of the front wall. Red called the good hands people to see about them getting a man out there right away to settle everything up. The insurers searched the database and said, "I'm sorry, we have no record of your daughter being a licensed driver." Red explained that we're in the process of making that happen. The Allstate person said, "Thank you," and hung up. So then Red called back several times, even went to the agent office. They said the same thing, no license, no insurance. And so when we come back, we will have the privilege of asking our esteemed legal crew here, case or no case.
What are you saying, esteemed? Is that an adjective or a noun?
You mean which? No, what?
The esteemed part. Is that an adjective like you're describing us?
Yeah,
or is it
it's an adjective. Yeah, it's just me trying to be nice.
Trying to be nice. Well, okay, Denise is already writing stuff down. You know, I do kind of do this for a living, so I understand. You might want to come to me last on this one, Kelly.
No, I think we need to go to him first so that we can.
It does seem like a wheelhouse case, so I don't want to offend any of you, but it is a fascinating little tale.
Yeah.
So
when we come back, we're going to talk more about the case or no case and what really happened with the whether or not the driver or your teenage driver is covered in a case like this. We'll be back. I'm Fred Finney, your host of Radio Law Talk. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO.
Yep. Is your teen driver covered in a case or no case like this? The answer coming up. Don't go away.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rossback here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials. So just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4-LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to ProLawFirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to ProLawFirms.com. That's ProLawFirms.com.
ProLawFirms.com is not a law firm and does not endorse or recommend any specific law firm.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
The most exciting part about this case or no case is the 1997 Equinox.
Yes.
And other than that, it's just about this young individual with a family member going to the DMV and doing the driver's tests and happens to put the vehicle into the DMV accidentally while taking the driver's test, and the insurance company of the vehicle said, sorry, there's no coverage because they're not a driver.
License.
By the way, licensed driver. And by the way, may I tell you a quick story, Cal?
I'd like it if you would, yes.
When please. I was about 6 years old, my mother, this is in the 70s when I was six, you can guess how old I am, I was at a store called Lucky's in California. And in those days, they had the little gumball machines. Well, they might still have them now, but the gumball machines, by the way, for one penny, you get a huge gumball. I sound like my grandpa now. But the gumball machines were on the edge of the sidewalk next to the parking spots. So when you pull up to any store, you pull up, and there's the sidewalk. You walk on the sidewalk and go to the store. They had them right on the edge so you can be, as you're walking out to your car.
That and the little bucking Broncos.
Yeah,
and all,
but that was kind of usually closer to the store.
Because they needed power.
But these were literally right on the edge. I mean, you could almost bump your car into them. But they put them in between it, so they're right as you open the door. My mom, I don't know what happened. She rolled the window down, and she tried to lean through the window and put some money to get my gumball and put the car into the store.
Oh, so she, like, accidentally
hit the gas? Hit the gas.
But she was licensed.
She was licensed.
But she was licensed.
But so I'm saying, I understand this, and I've been through this. I still to this day, we're thinking, Mom, what are you doing? All right, let's go ahead, Cal.
That's one good gumbo.
All right. Okay, so now, Mr. Penny, I ask you.
What?
Case or no case?
Okay, here's the situation.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm going to do you last, but.
Good.
Mr.
Good
Kiernan,
idea.
Case or no
good idea.
All right. Well, here's my not so stellar analysis. Before you can go take your driver's test, you have to get your learner's permit, and you have to go through all of that, and that takes place for a while. You have to have had a certain amount of hours of driving with your parents and stuff like that before you can get a learner's permit. And guess what? You're an insured driver when you do that. If you have your learner's permit and you show it to the insurance company, you are insured. So I am going to say that because of that, this is not a case. This is a true scenario. I do believe somebody went and plowed their car through the DMV, and I think Cal heard about that and said, you know what? That would make a very interesting scenario if I came up with this idea here about no insurance. And so, scenario, but no case.
Denise, what say you?
Well, that's funny because I was going to say the same thing.
And yet you were the one that demanded that I go first, so you know, this is medicine.
This is Rochester, New York, and I happen to know that in Rochester, New York.
Minnesota.
Well, you just threw me under the bus.
Well, I want to make sure you have your facts right.
Yeah, Minnesota. Never mind. Okay.
Never mind. You sound like Gilda Radner. Never mind.
Never mind.
What was that famous SNL sketch where she's like, oh, never mind.
And that wasn't that Rosanna.
Yeah.
Rosanna.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, never mind. All right. Well, I am... Dang, I don't want to follow you, but I'm going to say that it is no case.
But on different grounds.
No, I can't think of any different grounds. It's just, it's a scenario, but not a case.
Okay. Mr. Penny, what say you?
So from the criminal attorney that handles former prosecutor for DA's office in more than one state and now a private criminal attorney. You kind of nailed it on the head, Todd, because I knew. So what happens is, if you are, there's two, one issue you forgot, though. If they are a member of the household, they are generally speaking covered under your auto policy. If they're standing by your auto and it gets backed up and the door hits them, they're covered. Now what happens is when they get their permit, you've got to put the insurance company on notice usually. So the question is, did they put them on notice? We don't know, but we're going to assume they put them on notice because they're a permitted driver. Therefore, they do have their quote license. It's a learner's permit, which is a license also. So I'm going to say, Todd, everything he said was 100% correct, but I'm wondering if I should go against the grain, Cal. What do you think?
I think you have a, I think you have a decision to make.
I know I do. It's on so far in points. Okay, so I know it's this. I was going to say the same thing scenario, but I'm going to go against the grain and because I'm just trying to get points. I'm so far behind. I'm going to say it's a case. And the family wins because they put them on notice. But I'm doing the same thing I always do. I'm sure I'm wrong. But I have to try to catch up.
Well, I so much love Case or No Case. I love listening to your rationale, to your thinking, especially for those of you who say this was a case. That would be you, right, Fred?
Yep.
Oh, Fred.
I knew it. I had no choice. I have not won in a month.
Okay,
that's true.
It was not a case. It's something. It is a scenario we read about and a true thing, and it happens. But I did change the age. It was an old lady in the scenario I read, so I changed it to a teenager for fun. But, it's no case. I just made the whole thing up. However, next time I'm going to take you to Caraway County, Kansas, for a case or no case next time.
It makes me wonder if the DMV would even let you go in and take a test like that, where they put a DMV employee in this car with you without you having to prove
you have insurance
first.
You do.
So that would have, I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
But then I thought about it, but it doesn't matter because I won.
And I lost because I'm trying so desperate to catch up. It's like, when you're in last place in the car race, in the NASCAR race, and you're in the very last place. You just put the pedal all the way down to the ground, and you put it in the wall. But you gotta do something. You gotta try to catch up. Well, I keep putting my car in the wall, and that's the problem. It's like, why don't you just slowly catch up and get 27th place?
Fred would be the guy in last place, trying to hold off the driver, trying to lap him. I have no chance of winning this race, but I'm not gonna let you lap me.
That's true.
Exactly.
Well, when we come back, we're gonna talk about Burning Man. I'm gonna give you statistics of 2019 Burning Man about the arrests, and then we're gonna discuss what they're doing this year and or did this year that was very interesting. Then we get into Johnny Depp after that. We'll be back.
Bottom of the hour break is coming up right now on Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned. The show will continue right after this. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Wildfires continue to burn on the West Coast. Cal Fire said approximately 15,000 firefighters are on the line of 29 major wildfires in that state. Although 37 new fires were sparked yesterday, crews contained most of them quickly, though two have grown to the large wildfire stage. More than 3.1 million acres have burned across the state since the start of the year, which is a record, and at least 12 people have died, and more than 3,900 structures have been destroyed. In neighboring Oregon, Governor Kate Brown said dozens of people are missing from their large wildfires that have burned across the state, with major fires near the state capital of Salem. Authorities said more than 500,000 people, 10% of Oregon's population, has been forced to evacuate. And just to the north in the state of Washington, over 937 square miles have been scorched. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Ad Council.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your cake.
Are you serious?
Radio Law Talk. Now, back to the show.
Well, after I got annihilated in case or no case, and I'm way far behind, we need to talk about some legal issues. So we always
I have to laugh. During the break, Fred and Denise are talking shop, doing whatever. I'm over here. Food goes in here.
It's just crazy. He's just like, where's the bathroom?
Yeah, where's the bathroom? I got to get
you know, so Burning
he
Man.
He like winning case, no case.
Yeah.
I just need to be gone more often.
Here's the question. It's now 9:34, and we haven't got to anything other than a case or no case. We're the anecdotal guys. So, look, Burning Man, we talk about it every year because we talk about the legal issues with Burning Man. Burning Man, those of you who don't know that live under a rock, which I always say, is in Nevada. It's in this desert. There's 80,000 people that show up. It started in San Francisco years and years ago with 30 people who basically they burn. I'm going to be in general, so don't call me up and say, oh, you didn't say it right. 855 Law Radio. But anyway, Burning Man, they burn the statue basically of a man. They're fighting against society that everything's free and we just trade. They're kind of
getting rid of materialism in a way. They're trying to look at what can you bring to the table to barter.
And of course, Cal's going to raise his hand.
And yet, ironically, founded by a bunch of Silicon Valley guys who make all kinds of money off of it.
That's exactly right. That's what it is. And they make, how many million a year.
Didn't we check it like 10 or something? I think we looked into that one.
Absolute amount. But there's a lot of issues going on. Number one, they do body art. They literally do body art, and they drive around and legally, I guess, do that. They can paint their bodies and cruise around. They do love therapy. They do this therapy and that therapy. They burn at the very end. They burn a big man that's like indicative of. And some drug issues.
Nothing like burning somebody at the stake to typify love and peace, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
The sacrificial man.
Yes.
So in 2019, there were 65 arrests. 65 arrests. And guess what the vast majority of those arrests were for?
Drugs.
Wouldn't be illicit chemicals, would it?
And you guys, you have to realize that the property that this is on is federal property.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, so you're not talking like you're going to be able to do things and the state's going to protect you somewhat with
some
their
state
liberal
rep
laws.
In Nevada where recreational pot's now legal, it's not some state rep, it's a federal rep.
Yeah, and so there's 65 arrests last year, most drug related, some sexual assault related, and I guess people walk around in body art. I guess there's issues there. So, and then there was issues of, because of that, as 2019, they changed. They have these little churches of love, and they all hug each other, right? Denise, it's hugging. But now,
They have to consent in advance and sign a consent.
Yeah,
remember?
That's exactly right. You can be hugged. And so this is what this Burning Man has turned into. So what do they do now, the COVID-19? What could you do? They did a virtual Burning Man. Ready for this? Virtual Burning Man. There's usually 80,000 people that show up. About 15,000 people signed up for the virtual Burning Man. So this past, a couple weeks ago, at the end of August, they had virtual Burning Man. Now, apparently you zoom in. Now you get to zoom Burning Man. I want to know a few things. Tell me, how are they going to do the stuff they normally do? How do you do you paint yourself in your apartment?
Yes, they probably do. No, they have avatars on some of the programs. They have the Zoom, but they also have like this video.
Virtual reality.
Yeah, virtual reality, and they get to pick their avatar, and they get to pick what body art they have, and they get to pick what functions they do, and they go into separate little rooms to do yoga or dancing or whatever it is. It's pretty cool.
Go ahead.
Well, that's pretty amazing with the virtual reality. My son has a virtual reality headset, plays video games and stuff. And it's not just, it's the headset, and then they have the hand controllers so that your arms, the motions where your arms would go. And they also have another one that goes over your torso so it can follow your body movements. And he's also got one that goes to his feet, so his feet movements are tracked and everything. So if you go into, somebody in Burning Man is using this kind of technology, I mean, you can walk around making all sorts of movements and stuff.
But I have to tell you, it just doesn't sound as much fun as if it's actual in person, in the flesh body.
Yeah, now here's the question.
Yeah.
What do you do? You put dust over the top of you? Because everybody gets all dusty and dirty. Do you, like, in your apartment, put dust on you?
No, you just hit Control-Alt-D and it dusts you on your
computer. Oh! Well, this is some of the other things they did in this virtual reality and through Zoom. They did a animation host at DJs doing things, and they had erotic experiences, and I quote, erotic experience zones you can go to. Don't ask me what that is, but that's exactly what you do. And then it was like you were at Black Rock. Black Rock is where they hold it in Nevada. It's like you're at Black Rock. There's the city's there and everything. So the best part about this whole thing and why we're bringing this up is, as lawyers, guess what? The lawyers didn't make any money on this one.
Yeah, it was a little difficult for lawyers to make some cash, because previously there had been lawsuits. In the last couple of years, there had been lawsuits. Wasn't there one about they created some exclusive zone inside of Burning Man that you could only get to trying to get the amenities from the outside in, and that was a lawsuit that led to something. And
wasn't there like a tech tent?
Yes.
So the big tech company had its own tent, and it was keeping everybody out, and they were antisocial, so they were not invited back the next year.
Yes.
All I got to say, here's some interesting statistics. Well, the need to burn something was high. What do? Do you burn it at your home? They said, make sure if you burn something, you burn it safely at
your home. They actually had kits that you could purchase online and bring home that was a safe Burning Man kit.
Yeah, that's
unlike the gender reveal burning kits. That's it.
Same thing. They refunded over $20 million to people that had paid in advance to go, and they refunded them. So there we go.
That gender reveal
all set
thing,
up.
By the way, the headline was that was "Stupid Man in Desert."
Yes. For those of you that don't know, a lot of wildfires here in California, and one of them was started in Southern California as a result of a gender reveal party that used pyrotechnics.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And
yes.
That's how the fire
big,
started.
Big, huge fire.
We talk about Burning Man, and as I look out our studio window and see the smoke cover, the even where we are, and apparently it's gone from Burning Man to Burning State.
States. West Coast.
States, yes.
West
There's
Coast.
Actually a ring of fire, and Wisconsin's in the middle. There's not very many fires there, but all around it in all these other states.
Ring of fire? Does that make Johnny Cash a prophet?
All I got to say is I called some people back in Colorado and Utah, and they said they're seeing the smoke. It's coming their way.
I have family in Arizona that has had the smoke coming their way.
That's crazy.
And I was down at Big Sur, drove down to Big Sur, and went about 5 miles beyond Big Sur, and we were cut off. We couldn't go any further on Highway 1. It was closed completely from the fire that's burning at Big Sur.
Right, there's everywhere. Well, let's talk about legal. Okay, Johnny Depp, there's two lawsuits going on, and I did have someone email us one time, say, you talk too much about Hollywood stuff. We got a lot to talk about, and this is going to be a very quick one. So Johnny Depp is suing The Sun, which is like...
No,
let me finish. The Sun in England, which is like the National Enquirer, would be here. And then he's also got a lawsuit going against himself, he and his wife here in the United States, that is about ready to start. So the one that we've been following so far is the one that where he's suing The Sun in England. And what's going on there is they're waiting for a verdict in that case. And that's basically about The Sun, you know, putting something in their paper about him being...
They're both defamation suits, right?
Some sort of wife beater, is that right?
Yeah, they're both defamation suits, and the tie that binds them is The Sun published a headline that said, why would J.K. Rowling cast him in her movie Fantastic Beasts 3, why would they cast a wife beater?
Right.
Not alleged, a wife beater. And the allegation of him being a wife beater, as they said it, came from what Amber Heard allegedly said about Johnny Depp. And so you've got the British tabloid lawsuit against The Sun for making the publication. That's happening in England. And then in the United States, he's suing Amber Heard for providing the information that The Sun went with.
And that is coming up, the case, and he's bringing a motion to continue the trial because he's starting a movie. And by the way, Amber Heard is starting Aquaman 2 or something like that coming up pretty soon. The other Aquaman
is
coming up also. So that's what he argues. Hey, she might want to also, but Amber Heard's kind of what she said is basically, and I'm going to quote her, says that they basically disagree with this thing going forward and that he is doing nothing but bringing a, quote, campaign of terror is what Amber Heard's documents are saying or what she is saying.
Oh, here we go.
And so what's going to happen? They're going to hear it, I think, mid-September, whether or not this trial is going to continue. What I'm going to say here, I know we got 30 seconds, it's going to be continued. Not because of the issue of Johnny Depp, COVID-19. Because they are having problems getting cases out because of coronavirus.
And this is down in L.A., right?
Yeah, down in Southern California. We'll be back after this. We're going to talk more about the latest going on in the legal community.
Well, the Radio Law Talk is not being slowed by the COVID-19. The show will continue in just a little bit. Stay tuned.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
To get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
So we're back to talking about Johnny Depp trying to get the continuance, and we finished up. We'll follow that and figure out what happens. There's going to be some probably disruption due to COVID-19 anyway, right? We talked about that.
Most likely. And one of the things that we'll discuss later on, in a case like this, let's say there's no other delay, but the court does not grant Johnny Depp's request for a continuance. And the court says, nope, we're starting this trial January 15th or whatever the date is in January 2020. We're starting. So Johnny Depp is now not available to begin production of the movie Fantastic Beasts, right? Let's say that happens. Well, when you have a production delay like that, it costs money to the producers. You know, you've got everything set up, and now you can't do that. And oftentimes, most of the time on productions, they will buy production insurance, that where you have an insurance company that comes in, you pay the premium, and the insurance company helps to cover the cost of the production delay in the event that that happens. And later on, I don't know if we're going to talk about it next or if we're going to talk
We can talk about it next.
But something similar to that has happened with an upcoming Ben Affleck production. And what's it called?
Hypnotic.
Hypnotic. And it was supposed to start filming in April, but like anything else that was supposed to start filming in March, April, May, and part of June, everything got shut down. You could not do any filming in the state of California on any of those productions because of COVID-19. And so the question here is, who covers the cost of those production delays? And that's typically what the production insurance is for. But Denise, Ben Affleck has this, I mean, they still haven't started filming on this show, Hypnotic, yet. They're supposed to start filming toward the end of the year, but the production insurance policy is up and needs to be renewed come October in about a month. And what's the issue?
The issue is that the insurance company doesn't want to continue to cover for delays due to COVID.
Yes.
So they are talking about extending the contract, but with a COVID exclusion, which means they will not cover if there are delays due to the COVID virus. And the important thing about this is kind of an argument that is being made, is that in the normal course of business dealings in insurance, they usually just extend those policies. They don't usually renegotiate the terms. And since it's coming up in October and going to be due in October, now the insurance company is saying, hey, we want to renegotiate the terms. And the lawsuit was brought so to show or to have a declaratory relief matter saying, no, they cannot renegotiate the terms. It's a matter of course, fair course in dealings between the insurance company and the insured. And they're going to renew the policy without the exclusion. That's what they're trying to get.
That's like homeowners insurance companies in California saying, okay, we don't want to insure for fire. And there are many of them. There was a special law in the legislature that would have blocked that, would force them to write the fire policies. It's expiring. It's almost gone. So now what are people going to do? I mean, the movie production, they got enough money, they can probably handle it. But the guy who lives up in the foothills, you know, just struggling to get by, what's he going to do? How's that going to work? That's a crazy situation to me.
No, I see that. And there is kind of a similarity between those. But there's a big distinction also. Last year, most of the fires in California, or the year before, were due because of PG&E negligence. Or
some deep pocket.
Yeah, deep pocket negligence. But this year, it's most of them are not. Yeah. Most of them are caused either by some small ones are caused by people, but the big ones have been caused by these
lightning
right,
with storms without any water. Craziest things. And they've started fires all over the whole state.
You know, the one thing that strikes me here, and I don't know the answer to this question. I haven't seen the numbers. I'm not privy to the books of the insurance company or anything like that. But given that every single production has been shut down for the past 4 months, they're just now starting to do things. I know that, you know, I'm an actor, and I've been involved in casting and stuff like that. They have completely changed the landscape for auditioning. It's now all done via self-tape and Zoom, and they're trying to deal with this pandemic and how they're going to conduct operations, but everything is shut down. Now, all of these productions had production insurance. If every production has been shut down and every production now makes tenders a claim for the loss of revenue because of the production insurance, how much money does the insurance company have to cover all of this? Because there are a lot of productions out there
right.
that all get shut down.
And there's a limited amount of insurance companies, too. You know, they're not all insurance companies are in that business. It's just pretty specialized business.
Well, that's kind of what I do for a living. So as you guys all talk about this, let me tell you what's going on. So this is what's happening. Those coverage disputes. Obviously, these coverage disputes are about businesses trying to claim that their businesses were shut down and therefore under their business, it's called a business interruption insurance. It's part of your general insurance that you get paid for the amount of money you lost because your business was shut down. Now, what do the insurance companies argue? They argue two things. There are exceptions in almost all of them that are called riders, and it is called a virus exception. The virus exception is we're not going to cover you unless there's a virus. If there's a virus that causes you to shut down, therefore they're stepping in and they're saying what? You're not getting covered because the COVID-19 is a virus exception falls under it. Or they argue you have to show some sort of physical damage. So how are they getting around that? It seems like slam dunk. In fact, a lot of businesses are just giving in. Well, the lawyers, and I've actually been on some conference calls on these issues. Here's the big thing. This is not a virus issue. You're like, what? No, this is not a virus issue that shut these businesses down. It's a government.
Yes.
It's a government issue.
Right. All your staff didn't all of a sudden come down sick.
No, they're all of a sudden sick. Right. And even if one came down sick, doesn't mean you can't run your business.
Right.
So it's a government shutting you down for what they want to shut you down for. They can shut you down for something else. You know, they can shut you down because you had too many fights at your facility. You know, whatever. And so the lawyers are rolling and says, no, insurance companies, you got to pay because this is an issue of government shutdown, not a COVID-19 shutdown. So this is going to be litigation galore. In fact, I'm on the AAJ. AAJ, you know what that is? You guys, that's the basically, it's like a national lawyers association, trial lawyers association. And I'm on the actually board of the business interruption disputes for California. So I'm kind of involved in this, but it's interesting. That's what's going on, and it's going to be a lot of fights as to if they're whether or not they're covered or not. So.
Yeah, and I do think that this case with Ben, with his film company, I do think that this is going to be watched very closely.
Yeah, so we got that lot's going to happen with these studios. And you're right, Todd, when you brought up the fact how, even if you're pro-business and against the insurance company on this, how many businesses in the United States have shut down or lost money? 75% probably?
Yeah.
I don't know the number, but I don't know if the insurance companies couldn't cover it. I don't know if they have enough money to cover it.
I mean, it seems like insurance is based upon the idea that you have a bunch of people making premiums, paying their premiums, and a small number of those, a fraction of those, are the ones that actually tender claims. What do you do in a situation where nearly every person insured now has a claim to tender? There's just not enough money to go around.
And nobody can pay the premium.
Yeah.
Which makes government relief of business such a hot topic, not only because of that, but because there's no court relief available to anybody.
Are we looking at maybe a Hollywood relief bailout? Wouldn't that be a hoot?
You know how many productions got money out of the last Hollywood bailout? A lot.
I bet they did.
They really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're going to come back after this hour, because we got hour two coming up. It went really fast. We're going to talk about Virginia voters trying to stop someone from being on the ballot. I don't know who that person might be.
I don't know.
Everyone's
Virginia's
saying
Virginia's in the East.
Yes,
putting that out.
He
there.
Hasn't had a Yeezy time of it.
And this is interesting because people are arguing, well, this is what the Democrats are going to fight this, but this person actually is a Republican too. But it's a very well-known person out there that's throwing his hat in.
We've been keeping up with this. Sorry, I'm throwing tidbits.
I know that is, but I don't know his songs. So apparently that's one of his songs.
Well, it's his wife's show.
Well, it's his wife's show.
Oh, okay. Oh, there you go.
Denise was ready to go with that.
But
one,
more important than that, we're going to talk about the hairy chair divorce. And again, there's a lot of issues about the hairy chair. When we come back, join us hour two.
It's a nice chair.
We'll be back.
Yeah, breaking news on the hairy chair. That's all coming up next here. On Radio Law Talk. Come go away.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.